It is hard to believe that brilliant piano piece by Prokofiev was performed using only the left hand. That was legendary pianist Leon Fleischer. He died this week at the age of 92. Fleischer lost the use of his right hand when he was in his late 30s, a devastating loss which the pianist transformed by mastering the left hand repertoire and becoming one of the greatest piano teachers of his generation. The American pianist had deep ties to Toronto. For more than 30 years, he conducted master classes at the Royal Conservatory of Music and helped found the Glenn Gould School. Harpsichordist and pianist David Louis was one of Fleischer's students. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jill.
First of all, my condolences to you on the loss of your teacher and your friend.
Thank you so much. It's a very sad time for all of us.
As a student just out of high school, you started studying with Leon Fleischer. What was it like to spend time with him at the conservatory?
Well, it was awe-inspiring, especially for someone. I was 17 years old. He was a unique musician, and he was a legend. He had a sort of towering presence and personality, great teacher and mentor. We used to joke that he was the Obi-Wan Kenobi, to use Star Wars terminology, and we were his Padawans. There's nobody like him as a teacher. He was quite unique.
He had this talent, but he suffered an enormous tragedy in his late 30s, as I mentioned earlier. He lost the use of his right hand, and he lost the use of it because of overwork. What's your own sense of how that impacted him?
Well, you have to remember, he was destined to become one of the great performing artists of the late 20th century, and that was interrupted by this injury, and it was devastating. It's really difficult to imagine how much pain and that caused him emotionally, but he more than survived it. He made a shift into doing more teaching and mentoring, which otherwise he wouldn't have done to the extent that he did, and really made a mark there, and was able to communicate his own personal wisdoms and insights and truths in a perhaps different way than he would have had he had a performing career.
How do you think that loss of the use of his right hand informed his teaching?
Well, I think it broadened the scope of what he was conveying, in that suddenly everything went beyond the piano. It went sort of more into a broader picture of what does it mean to be an artist? What does it mean to be a musician and to communicate music? And the whole idea that communication of music and particularly communicating the composer's thoughts to the listener, where we as performers we're just somewhere in the middle as interpreters. Our job is to make that trajectory happen and not to interfere with it.
If you think back to those days when you were a student and you and others gathered with him around the piano, is there something that really brings him back to life for you?
Well, sure. I mean, we all felt so fortunate, and you know, every minute of being with him, there'd be some tidbit of wisdom and insight, and sometimes it had absolutely nothing to do with music, and it was quite bewildering and fascinating at the same time. But I remember a master class, which would be just five or six of us sort of huddled around a piano in a small room, and you know, we were veterans after two or three years of playing for him in these settings, and it was occasionally a new student would come, and I remember on one occasion this happened, and the student was very nervous, as we all would be, and it was, you know, even in the small setting, this was a performance. You wanted to present your very best to Leon Fleischer, and the student was playing the very last sonata of Beethoven, the Opus 111, which is sort of Beethoven's last word and testament. And the student asked Leon before starting, if you could sum up the meaning of this piece in one word, what would it be? And Leon was never the kind of person to sort of be at a loss for words, but he had to think about that one, and
yes.
And he finally said, well, I don't think that it's possible to sum up something like Beethoven's final sonata in one single word. And with that, the student played through the 25-minute piece, got to the end, and Leon said, life.
Huh.
We were all confused for a moment, but then we realized that he was actually answering the question.
Yes.
From the beginning.
And do you think about that answer?
Like I said, he was never at a loss for words, that was part of the fascination being around him, because you never knew exactly what he would say, but it would always make you think, and sometimes it would make you think for many years after the fact. That was just sort of a beautiful thing that happened on that particular day.
I'm speaking with David Louie, a former student of Leon Fleischer's and now on the faculty of Glenn Gould School. David, I want to finish with one of the pieces Leon Fleischer recorded later in his life. It's a piece by Bach. It's familiar to many listeners, called Sheep May Safely Graze. You know his recording of that piece, of course.
Yes, I do.
What does it mean to you?
Well, I think it's a very personal statement from him, and that, in spite of the hardship that he had faced early in his career and the tragedy of that, through many years he won a hard-won peace and tranquility, and that's what it means to me when I listen to this.
David Louie, thank you for sharing your memories with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on.
The legendary pianist Leon Fleischer performing Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze. Fleischer died this week at the age of 92.